BNB Chain activates Osaka-Mendel hard fork with faster finality. BNB Chain activated its paired Osaka and Mendel hard forks on April 28, 2026, the network's latest coordinated upgrade aimed at tightening finality, smoothing gas pricing, and stabilizing behavior for applications running across BSC and OPBNB. The activation was disclosed in a Dubai Dateline Chainwire release carried by Crypto Potato earlier today. The change lands during a soft tape across the majors. As of April 28, 2026, BNB sits at 621.57 with a 0.93% drop on the day, while BTC is at $76,212, 2.11%, and ETH at $20,275, 1.97%. The coin market cap fear and greed reading is 40, neutral. Hard forks rarely move price on activation day, but they reset what builders can promise their users about confirmation time and fee variance, which is the part that matters over a quarter. What Osaka and Mendel actually ship, the upgrade has three pillars per the announcement: faster finality, predictable gas, and stability hardening. Each one targets a different complaint that has chased BNB Chain through the past year. Finality speed determines how quickly a transaction is irreversible from the perspective of an exchange or settlement contract, and shorter windows let centralized venues credit deposits sooner without changing their risk model. Predictable gas trims the variance between off-peak and peak fee quotes, which makes UX flows like card top-ups and stablecoin transfers behave more consistently for end users. Stability work tends to mean validator behavior, mempool propagation, or edge cases in the consensus layer. The sort of upgrade that does not show up in a tweet, but does show up in fewer overnight pages. Hard forks of this shape are coordinated changes that require validators to upgrade in step. Once activated, older nodes drop off the canonical chain, which is why the announcement and the activation height are tracked closely by infrastructure providers and exchanges. Today's release confirms the coordinated activation went through, putting the new rules into effect across the network. Why predictable gas pricing matters beyond traders? Most coverage of fee design focuses on traders dodging spikes, but the bigger ergonomic win sits with payments. A card issuer routing settlement through a chain wants the per-transfer cost to land inside a tight band, otherwise margin disappears the moment the network gets busy. The same applies to a stablecoin payments flow that promises near-zero fees. If gas can spike tenfold during congestion, the promise breaks at the worst moment. BNB Chain has carried significant stablecoin transfer volume in recent months, part of the broader trend captured in DeFi Llama's monthly stablecoin tracker. Smoother gas and tighter finality remove two of the variables that make stablecoin settlement on a public L1 nervous to operate at scale. They do not make it free, but they make it costable. There is also a builder lens. Predictable fees let a wallet or a card team quote a flat per transaction cost in their own UI without burying a hedging buffer into spreads. That is closer to how traditional payment rails behave, and it narrows the gap between a crypto native experience and the kind of UX that mainstream users tolerate. Where BNB Chain sits in the L1 race. The chain operated by Binance has been steadily tightening its execution profile while competitors push their own throughput agendas. Solana-based rails are absorbing card programs like the upcoming Western Union USDPT and StableCard. Ethereum is leaning on rollups, and BNB Chain's path has been incremental hard forks plus OPBNB sidechain capacity. Today's activation does not change the competitive shape immediately. What it does is keep the chain in the conversation for builders evaluating where to run a high-volume, low-margin product. Finality and fee variance are two of the three or four numbers a serious payments team puts in a spreadsheet, alongside throughput and liveness history. Closing those numbers up, even by tens of percent, changes which deployments land where. The other read is operational. Every successful coordinated hard fork is a rep signal. Validators stayed in step, no consensus drama leaked into public view, and the upgrade activated to schedule. That is mundane and quietly important. The chains that ship reliably tend to be the chains that get picked for production work. What to watch from here? Three things will tell us whether the upgrade did what the release claims. First, fee variance over the next 2 to 4 weeks. Does the gap between P50 and P95 gas quotes narrow on a normal day? Second, finality timing as observed by major exchanges. since they sometimes adjust deposit credit thresholds when the chain shortens its window. Third, application level effects on the busiest contracts, where any stability regression would surface first. If those three move in the announced direction, the upgrade is a quiet success. If not, expect a follow-up patch fork on a similar schedule.